Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm your host, Tommy Savoia. This is my co-host,
Tia Savoia.
Today, we're going to talk about LEGO. This is our LEGO episode. If you would like to contact the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can also read upon our blog or listen to our podcast. And please visit our amazing forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. You can also reach our forums through our main page. Okay, so what we've been playing recently is LEGO Star Wars The Complete Saga for DS.
Kind of an old game, but whatever.
Because we like LEGO games, and we need something cheap to do two-player on. I found two copies on eBay, and so I bought them, we popped them in, and we're just playing. And the first version of this we actually had was the Wii version, but I had the LEGO Star Wars 2 a few years ago for the DS. That thing was glitched up. But I was really little, and I didn't really notice much of the bugs. Well, actually, yes, I did, but I didn't really mind them that much. But the only thing that really aggravated me was, I was stuck because I couldn't get to the Jabba's Palace level in Episode 6. For some reason, it wouldn't let me go through the door, because I was trying to jump a ledge or whatever. And there's a huge crowd of people there.
Well, also, that, like, I think I remember trying to go through that door, and it was, like, it's kind of blocked. It's like you couldn't go through there. Like someone had set an invisible wall in front of it.
Yeah, well, that game needed to be touched up. But its sequel, The Complete Saga, which includes LEGO Star Wars 2, and its the predecessor for it, the video game, LEGO Star Wars the video game, which includes the first three movies, or the prequel movies, which aren't really the first three movies, but, you know. And that actually is really, it's really good. The Wii version was good. The DS version, it's pretty good. The graphics aren't the best because it's a DS game and it was made in like 2007. But the gameplay makes up for the graphics because the gameplay is great for a DS game. We had LEGO Batman for the DS and LEGO Batman for the Wii and LEGO Batman 2 for the Wii. Now the LEGO Batman games, I kind of have to go towards Star Wars for this because, well, actually, LEGO Batman is good, but you just can't be lightsabers. LEGO lightsabers, when they made that up, there's a ray of light that is shown on the LEGO lightsaber. And anyway,
for the DC Heroes game though, I really like what they did with the hub. Well, kind of, like, I half like it, half don't, but overall I kind of like it. I mean, yeah, it's dark like Gotham. They made it look like Gotham. Although it's, like, really big. It's a pretty big hub for a LEGO game. And, you're kind of, like, you usually, like, you start wandering around as Batman and Robin. You'll unlock more characters as you go through, and you can, like, wander the city, you can unlock stuff, solving puzzles within the hub. That, like, they're not really levels, but they're just puzzles to unlock stuff with. And, the one problem, though, is when you go through the hub, it's hard to kind of, do stuff with, goons attacking you every 15 minutes.
We played both LEGO Batman games on the Wii and the first one on the DS. But, well, first of all, you can't walk in the DS version. It's kind of sad. Well, it's kind of expected. But in the DC Superheroes, for the Wii, this isn't counting for Xbox and PS3 because this is a Nintendo podcast. And this is the Wii version, not counting the Wii U version. The graphics, it felt kind of, I don't know, flat, sort of. When you look at Batman, you can sort of see through. I don't know, the graphics were, it looked like they're all, like, paper mache cutouts of LEGO people, and that's the kind of flat I'm talking about. The world, it looked like cardboard cutouts, because not everything was LEGO. It was, just, like, props and people and cars and stuff. And, vehicles and the buildings you see and roads, those aren't LEGO. They're just there. So it kind of, I don't know. I felt cheated.
It's like sticking Lego people into a clay city.
Yeah. Like little like a little model train set or whatever. But that was the first game to have voice actors. So we enjoyed that. The story was pretty good, except that I didn't like that. It's called DC Superheroes. You see the title? It's called DC Superheroes. And when you think of DC Superheroes, you don't just think of Batman. You think of Green Lantern, The Flash, Cyborg, Wonder Woman. You know, those kind of DC superhero characters. But those guys don't come until the very end. For the first... literally, for the first half of the game, you play as only Batman and Robin. And their little... and their gimmicky suits and whatever. And then Superman doesn't come in until half into the game. He comes in the story on the first level, or the first two or three levels, but then he flies off and says, "Sorry, I'm late for your ceremony, whatever. Oh, I tried to make it." And then he goes off, and then you don't actually get to play as him until when they're stuck in, was it the subway? No, they were stuck in something. It was on fire, and they had to get out.
Oh, yeah, I think that was the subway. Well, first it was like a chemical plant thing, and then like there was like also the subway part of it too. They had to kind of go through like the drains into the sewers, and didn't they? Super Ham. Sorry.
Then the other DC superheroes like Green Lantern. I really wanted to play as Green Lantern, and the Flash. I probably wanted to play as the most. Green Lantern and Cyborg, they come in until, like, the second-to-last level.
Yeah, like, most of the others, like, they all kind of come in around the end, and that's only some of them. And then, all the rest are just unlockables on the side.
So, you play as them in the last few levels, and then you get that awesome climatic level where they're fighting the Joker robot, and he's falling down from the sky. And it keeps re-looping, so you never actually get to touch the ground, even if you play it for hours on end.
You could just, like, stand there, and they're falling endlessly. It's like the tallest tower ever.
Yeah. I don't even think Bruce Wayne can afford a tower that big, even though it's called Wayne Tower. One that loops, and it's in a time loop where you never hit the ground. That would be pretty awesome. But, and then in the last level, you play as, you get Flash and Wonder Woman, and then they're useless to fight the robot guy. To defeat Lex Luthor's wimpy little robot guy, who Superman could easily take down, except he was, dude, in a kryptonite thingy, but Superman, you can't play as him in the last three levels, because he's knocked out, which is kind of sad. And then you have to defeat Lex Luthor by using this laser from the Manhunter's space station. I don't know, I kind of thought it would be more like, you know, DC superheroes, Batman beating up giant robots and stuff. And, but no, you just use puzzles to beat enemies, super geniuses. I mean, I know it's Lego and all, but they probably could have done better with the last level.
I want to say something about a few small things in the game, though. First, you know, it might not seem like much at first because we're kind of ignoring this, but in some of, like, in much of the older LEGO games, in the cutscenes, nobody talks. But now in DC Superheroes...
And on.
Yeah, and on. They've got that's where they start having cutscenes where the characters actually talk as they do this stuff. It's not like all just silent motion and movements.
Yeah, like we were watching the cutscenes in the Lego Complete Saga for DS, Lego Star Wars, and we were just laughing because they look like GIFs, which they probably are, and we just make fun of it.
Yeah, they're GIFs. I can tell by the quality of the pictures. They're just animated GIFs. Like
The part where Chewbacca and Han Solo are flying the Millennium Falcon, it looks like they're playing Pac-Man or Super Mario on their NES or whatever, because they had Han Solo's one hand on a joystick, and he's smiling, and he's putting around, and then
Yeah, it's like a low quality stiff animated GIF, like where like it's like, say you have like a, it looks like for example, when one of the characters slams down on something with their lightsaber, it seems like they're like a paper cutout on a background.
Well,
and then
you gotta remember, this is the DS, so
well,
they
yeah.
couldn't. This isn't the like the 2 or 3DS or whatever.
Another thing in the game, was the split screen. Was that also introduced in there, or was it the other?
Split screen, I think. Split screen,
I mean,
was introduced in LEGO Star Wars 3.
Yeah, but it's in some of the newer games. And what I enjoy about the split screen, compared to some of...
No, I think it was, like, LEGO Harry Potter or something, but...
What I like with the split screen is, like, compared to some of the older games, you know, two-player can get kind of annoying when, like, player one starts running to the far right of the screen, and player two's trying to go another way. They want to go somewhere else, totally different. And then it's like player one's dragging player two, and player two's like running on an invisible wall and like being dragged by the camera. But now with, well, at least that was in the home console games. DS consoles weren't really like that. But still in the older games, if you go somewhere into another section, like another room, other person's forced to go to the same place. Though in like the new games, like LEGO Batman, DC Super Heroes, there's like a whole split screen. Like the split screen merges together when the two players stand near each other, but when they're far apart, it's like a split screen. So you can be on one side of Gotham, like you can be Batman on one side of Gotham, while another person can be Superman all on the other end.
Yeah, I thought what they did with LEGO Star Wars 3 was really great, that you could fly ships and go to the other hub worlds through space and stuff. That was cool. Anyway, the new LEGO game that was announced months ago, LEGO Marvel Super Heroes, I am very excited for this, because actually, I'm more of a DC guy, but I'm starting to lean towards Marvel. But,
I'm kind of sided with both.
I mean, you got... This is probably going to slap LEGO Batman 2 in the face, because they have rumored to have over 100 or over 150, I forget. Over 100 Marvel characters, and they're all going to be unique. Not going to be like LEGO Batman 2, they had copies. You know, Commissioner Gordon and Bruce Wayne had the same exact moveset, and they just had different palette swaps. But the LEGO Marvel, and they have LEGO Marvel, if you save 50 Stan Lees, like Citizen in Peril, you will unlock Stan Lee, and he can Hulk out, he has Spider-Man's powers, he can shoot lasers from his eyes.
It's kind of funny, like when, like in all the games, in all those like Marvel games, where you can play as Stan Lee, it's kind of a hidden thing, and it's just funny. It's like overpowered Stan Lee. It's like, woo, let's destroy the world of Stan Lee or something. But, also with the game, I kind of look forward to playing as Spider-Man the Hulk, swinging on webs, climbing on walls, destroying things as a Hulk. Just like, Hulk's gonna be pretty big.
Yeah, the voice actors are doing a great job, it seems, and the game looks great because it's in HD. With the Wii U pad, you can do two-player and off-TV play, so one person does this on the Wii U gamepad, and someone else does on the TV, which is very convenient for us. So instead of doing a split screen, because we got like a flat-screen TV, one of us is on the giant TV and one just on the little tiny gamepad. But, I was gonna say that in the beginning they said that you go into the hub world. The hub world is LEGO New York. And even though some of it's still probably gonna be cardboard cutouts, still probably gonna be better than Gotham, because Gotham was at nighttime all the time. And when you go into the hub world, you dive from the sky from the shield helicarrier, which is gonna be funny.
I actually kind of look forward to playing as, like, a little more of the characters in that game compared to the DC Super Heroes, because, I mean, most of the characters in DC Super Heroes I looked forward to playing as were just Batman, Robin, Superman, Flash as well, but...
Yeah, Marvel has more variety. and since that you can, each level has a new, has a different group or cast of characters. It's not like in Lego Batman, you were forced to play Batman and Robin in every single level. This one, you can have a break from some characters, get new, fresh characters to play as. You know, I'm pretty pumped for this game. So the new video game that is in development, I hope they don't announce something when it's not in development. Anyway, in 2014, around the release of the movie, it's going to be the Lego Movie video game. Now that's an odd name, because Lego Movie, the video game. I mean, that's confusing, so just make it the video game. Lego, the video, or whatever. You know,
it's
forget
like
what
movie,
I said.
Movie, movie, the movie.
Okay. The Lego Movie video game, beside its odd name, looks promising, because its movements are different.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the movements are more like, well, you know, when you think of, you know, those, like, stop-motion animations, like, with Lego videos that you see people making on YouTube and stuff, it looks more like that, because, you know, how the Lego minifigures and pieces actually move, because they don't have flexible, rubbery movements like they, show in a lot of the Lego games and some of the Lego movies.
So it's going to look like the classic Lego Island game, the first one.
Yeah, where they all,
awesome.
Like, they all, like, move. Yeah, it was a children's game, but it was fun. I mean, it was really simple, but something was just so nostalgic about it.
Yeah, the movements aren't going to be, like, rubbery, flexible stuff. So it's going to lean more sort of towards, like, sort of classic Lego kind of feel. Now, the whole thing about the Lego movie is that this guy is mistaken from the best of the master builders, and he grows up in a world where everyone goes by manuals and stuff, so he doesn't know what anyone's talking about. So I'm wondering, it says, the information for the game says, become the master builder, something close to that. So I'm wondering, do you get to make your own environments in this? Because if you look at the screenshots, everything is freaking made out of Legos. It's not like Lego Batman where there's cardboard cutouts or paper mache Lego people. Now, the street has studs on it. You can see the lamppost looks Lego. So that looks very... So it's like going to be that online game, Lego Universe, where you get to make your own thing. I'm wondering if there's going to be like a side thing. So it's going to be like a Lego Minecraft or something like that. So, what would be an instant buy for me is if it's two-player. And this is going to be exclusively... No, it's not going to be exclusively on Nintendo. Is it? Yes, it is. It's going to be exclusively
on... A lot of the newer Lego games have been exclusively on Nintendo consoles.
I think it was just these special ones, like Lego, the Lego Movie video game.
That's Nintendo sales, you know.
And like Lego City, that was exclusive.
You know, with the name though, just a quick thing. Because you know how most games have, like, websites for them. So it's gonna be, Lego Movie the video game, or, like, the Lego Movie the video game, the website.
Or the Lego Movie the video game, I don't know.
But people are going to be calling, if you want to go to the website, people are going to be calling it the Lego Movie the video game, the website.
Lego Movie the video game, the play. Lego Movie video game, the opera. You know, there's so much possibilities for
that. The Lego Movie the video game on ice.
We could go on. We just keep going on. But, you know, we can't go on. And you are probably wondering why we're not talking about Lego City. And we are sorry to say that we have not played a Lego City game since it has been launched. And the Wii U version looks actually very better than the 3DS version. I don't really know about the 3DS version. So we might get to talk about Lego City later on. I don't know if we get to play it. But it looks like we're running out of time for this episode. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at and www.nintendoteens.com. You can also read our forums access our podcast there. If you're not a member, please sign up for our fabulous forums from community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin McLeod, courtesy of incombatech.com. So do you have any closing comments on this show, Tia?
Well, just one long phrase. The Lego Movie, the video game, the Lego set, the webpage.
And you can be looking for that 20 years from now in your nearest Target.
I'll take 20 years.
So, that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. So until next time, please, stay in the game.